For us, it's gone from zero. Last year, we exported 600-700 embryos, between 600 and 700 embryos, and this year, I'd imagine we'd probably do the same, if not more.
How much does that compare to other markets?
At this stage, it's probably our biggest market right at the moment. But in the past, we've sent quite a few embryos to South America and to the US, China as well. At the moment, I send probably a similar amount to China. So they're similar markets. It's just a different market. And I think whereas the Chinese market seems to be on hold at the moment and the South American market's a bit touchy, the European market seems to be expanding quite rapidly. So, yeah. A lot of countries in Europe, so there seems to be a lot of opportunity there.
Do you think it's going to keep growing?
It'll grow probably for the next 3 or 4 or 5 years. It's quite an expensive operation to get embryos into the EU. The health testing's quite stringent and the veterinary side of it's quite expensive. So anybody importing the embryos from that end has to have a very good plan of how they're going to make it work. We collect the embryos here. I send a veterinary team across who implanted the embryos, and last year I think the worst result we got was 73%, which is very exceptional considering they're frozen embryos.
And you said this was expensive. Is it worth the cost for the amount of market you're getting?
For us, it's very, for us, it's actually, it's not a huge money earner, but it's another market, so we make enough out of it to make it worthwhile, and it's just expanding the genetics around the world. You've got to do a reasonable amount to make it worthwhile with all the expense of setting up and that. But, yeah, we think it's worthwhile. And I personally think the market will expand quite rapidly for the next maybe 5 years.
Why?
Europe's a big place. And the sheep industry over there is built on meat, not on wool. So to send over a decent meat sheep, which doesn't need shearing, seems quite attractive to them.
Are other countries choosing Dorper over other breeds as well?
Since Dorpers came into Australia in 1996, so we've only had them here for 20 years. And since I've had genetics in Australia, I think I've exported embryos, semen or live animals to roughly around 23 countries. So, yeah, I would guess, it's no facts, but I guess it's the most rapidly expanding sheep breed in the world at the moment. We've got very good markets into South America, into the USA, even Canada, and China's been a big taker of Dorpers, and the Russian market's just starting to show a lot of interest, and Europe. So, yeah, it seems to be an expanding market.
Was it hard getting approval to export to Europe?
Just quite stringent health requirements and setting up a centre. Like the centre's got to go through strict criteria and like a QA manual. Yeah, so it's quite expensive. We've got to be inspected every 6 months and by the DAFLA. So yeah, it is quite expensive. But yeah, once you're up and going, it's worthwhile doing. At the moment, there's only 2 centres in Australia that are registered for sheep embryos or sheep genetics to Europe, and one's in New South Wales and one's here. So, yeah, it's good to be part of it.
And is it something that takes a lot of specialty skills?
Yes. Well, we consider it quite easy to do, but we've been doing it for 30 years. So it is something, it is quite a complex process. You've got to have everything right to make it work. There's been a lot of failures in the past, and even now, anybody who hasn't had a failure just hasn't done enough work. But at this stage, it seems to be working really well. So while it is, we'll keep going.
And why would you choose embryo exports over live exports?
Health status, ease of getting them there versus live animals. And also, a person buying embryos can get access to the top genetics. If they're buying live animals, they can never get the best because I wouldn't be prepared to sell the best, whereas if they're buying embryos, I don't mind flushing embryos out of my best genetics because I still retain the actual original animal. So, yeah, it's a quick way to get there. It can be reasonably expensive, but it's probably no more expensive than live animal export in a lot of cases in a lot of these countries.
And are you looking into any new markets apart from Europe?
Probably the biggest one at the moment is probably Russia and China. They're probably the big potential future markets. But there's a lot of small countries around the world, smaller areas that are very interested in sheep. And, yeah, into Asia, a few of the Asian countries. So, yeah, there seems to be markets coming on. It's hard to know. Get inquiries all the time, and there's a long distance between the inquiry and finally getting the end product there. So